Once again, I want to just thank the entire camp, the staff, the chevra, for the invitation and for a wonderful, uplifting, meaningful Shabbos, Shavuos v'Tammuz. So on that note, this idea that Shabbos Kodesh and Shavuos v'Tammuz, how they come together this day, which is a tremendous chiddush. I just want to share a few words about Shavuos v'Tammuz, to speak about the 3 weeks a little bit, the nechama of the 3 weeks. So we know that there are five terrible tragedies which took place on Shavuos v'Tammuz, the Shavuos Haluchos and other things. And I saw and I made a mental note a while back that if I would have to say something about Shavuos v'Tammuz, I would say this. And this goes back to Parshas Noach, to Adas Kenem Yibaldi HaTosef. Over here, in the beginning of Perek Ches, the Torah tells us that after the Mabel, Noach the Tzaddik wants to know whether or not the waters of the Mabel have gone away. So as we know that he sends out the Oirev, and the Oirev doesn't do its job. And then it says, V'hamayim hayu halech v'chasar. Until the 10th month, and then he sends out the yoina, and the Torah tells us, V'lo matza hayoina manayach l'kaf ragla. So the Rishonim have different cheshbonos, because the words in the Torah are very cryptic as to the actual time frame in which this was all taking place. The way that the Das Kenim learns, without going into the whole Arichos, is that he makes a cheshbon, V'atanach ha-teva b'chodesh ha-shvi b'shiva asar, means that the 17th of Sivan is when the teva came to a halt. And then, after making more cheshbonos, he says that the Oirev was sent down on the 10th of Tammuz, and then he waited another 7 days. Vayishalach es hayona. And that's when he sent out the yona. And he writes here at the Das Kenim, V'haya shiva sabitamas. That the sending out of the yona took place on the 17th of Tammuz. V'loy matza hayona manayach. And the yona could find no place to rest. So says the Das Kenim. V'oimrani, and I say, Shigam remez atchilas ha-churban. But this is a remez to the churban Beis HaMikdash. Shehaya b'shiva sabatamaz, shehuvka ha'ir. That the walls of Yerushalayim were sieged. V'loim matzu Yisrael manayach bo. And Kla Yisrael could not find manayach. Shenikru Yonah, because Kla Yisrael are compared to Yonah. V'himtim oid shiva yamim u'matzo zayas. But yet he waited another 7 days, and the Torah says, la'is erev, in that evening, u'matzo zayas. He's able to find the zayas, as it says, v'hine ale zayas taraf b'fiha. It's a fascinating remez. The Shavuos v'Tammuz, the beginning of Churban Beis HaMikdash, is described here, the sending of the yoina, v'lo matza hayona manayach. But we see here, aside from a remez to the churban, is that we have a klal in Kedusha, that whenever there's a churban, in the very same place which we find the churban, we find also the nechama and the tikkun and the binyan. As is known, that Tisha B'Av is the day of Churban Beis HaMikdash, but it's also the day of Leidus Mashiach, that the Tzmichas HaYeshua takes place in the Oimek of the Churban. For example, we know that Shibud Mitzrayim, and everything which that entails, that the Goyel from Shibud Mitzrayim was none other than Moshe. And Moshe Rabbeinu was not somebody who came from the outside. Moshe Rabbeinu was somebody who was laid into the Nilus, into the heart of the Shibud, the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. He was plucked out of the Nilus by none other than Basya, the daughter of Paro. He was raised as royalty in the house of Paro. And from that place, from the house of Paro itself, which is the Makor of the Churban of Klal Yisrael and the Shibud in Mitzrayim, emerged the Goyel from Mitzrayim. And that's really the Klal. The Klal is that from the Oimek HaShibud emerges the spring of Geula. So therefore we can find a remez here in these Psukim, not only to Shavuos HaBetamuz, which is the beginning of Churban, but also to the Geula itself. And this is merumis to what the pasuk says. V'hinei ali zayis tara b'fiyah. The Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that the Yomim Tovim of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot commemorate Yetzias Mitzrayim. But there are other Yomim Tovim which we have, and those are Chanukah and Purim, which don't come as a Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rather, they come as lights which are called L'mafreya, an Or Chozer, that is, since we're approaching the lights of Mashiach, so as we get closer and closer to the lights of Mashiach, new Yomim Tovim are rising along the horizon. Of recent, we have Lag BaOmer, Tu B'Av, Tu B'Shvat, which were merely until recently just days in Halacha, Minhag and B'Alma. But the publicity and the tremendous hislavos which Klal Yisrael has for Lag BaOmer, and people don't even know what Lag BaOmer is about, but they seem to be very excited about it. And that's because the Oimek of the Neshama of Klal Yisrael is awakening them to something very special which is in store for us in the times of Mashiach. But earlier than that, we had already the Yomim Tovim of Chanukah and Purim, which are not a Zecher to Yetzias Mitzrayim, but rather, they're a Zecher to the upcoming Geula. That once we cross that line, that we were already closer to the Or of the Geula, and already farther from the Or of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so Chanukah and Purim started to make its way and become part of the Yomim Tovim of Klal Yisrael. Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us, and in that vein, Ner Chanukah and Purim, these are days which are Yomim Tovim for Klal Yisrael, which are there to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. They're the lights of the Geula themselves. So therefore what we see here, out of the remez of the Das Kein and Mibaldi HaTosfos, a remez to Shavuos HaBetamuz, which is the destruction of the walls of Yerushalayim, is a remez to Chanukah, a very strong remez to Chanukah. Because when this Yonah is sent out, Vayishalach es hayayna, v'lo matza manayach, and the Torah tells us that after being sent for 7 days, it couldn't find anything to bring back. The Torah tells us, V'atavu ilav hayona le'is erev, on the evening of that seventh day, V'inei alei zayis taraf b'fiha, that it comes back with an olive twig. And of course, the olive is a remez to Ner Chanukah. Because the Ner Chanukah is the yontiv, which is rebuilding. Is rebuilding the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Of course, the Yonah, in and of itself, is a remez. The fact that Klal Yisrael is called Yonah here, as he pointed out, that from Klal Yisrael being hinted to as a Yonah is a remez to the Klipa, which is the Meshabdim themselves, which is Yavan. That Yavan is the Malchius, which persecuted us. And for that reason, Klal Yisrael here is called a Yonah. And the Torah says, and in this Tkufa, V'lo yimatza ha-Yonah manayach l'kaf ragla. So Kaf Ragla is also a remez to Chanukah, because Kaf is the Osios Pach, which is the Pach Shemin, and Kaf Ragla is Gematria near Chanukah, and it says, V'lo yimatza l'kaf ragla. Matza Kaf is like finding the Pach. that at this time with Shivas Avetam was, it says V'loy Matzah Hayon Amonech L'Kaf Ragla. They could not find the Kaf Ragla. They couldn't find the Pach. The reason why it's called Ragla, the reason why it's called Regel, is because Chanukah, the Pasuk says, Ner Ragli L'Dvarecha. And what that implies is that the Ner of Chanukah is really a Regel. Of us make the Regel. A Regel is a Yontif. And so therefore, Kaf Ragla means the Yontif of the Pach. As we mentioned, Kaf Ragla is Gematria near Chanukah. There are more hints here to Chanukah, because the Pasuk says, Vayishlach, Vayachal od Shivas Yomim Acherim, that he waited another 7 days, the Pasuk says, and then in the evening, he found this Yoina, the Ali Zayas. So when you count 7 days, right, and then in the evening, so that's already 8 days. And that's the halakas in the night, the Erev, after the seventh day. So Rem is also to the halakha of near Chanukah. But the Pasuk says, Vayachal oit shiva samim acherim. The word Vayachal means 7 days of chol. Because Chanukah is not a yontiv, which is a yontiv like Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. It's a chol dika yontiv. Vayosef is a Rem is to Yosef. Those who know anything about, not anything, but those who know about Chanukah know that Chanukah is associated with Yosef. And the word shalach, it's a yona, shalach is also gematria near Chanukah. We find in this week's parasha, in Parashas Balak, that when Balak hits the Ason says to him, Lama ze hikisani ze shalish regalim. Why have you hit me 3 times? And it's very interesting that there's a remez here to shalish regalim, the 3 yomtivs. But why here are the yomtivs, are these 3 hittings called regalim? Should be shaped like shalosh palmim, like it says later in the Torah. But the pshat is perhaps that these 3 regalim are not a reference to Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot at all. It's a remez to the 3 days of Churban which we have in the Jewish calendar which stand out the most. With the Shavuos of Atamas, Tisha B'Av, and Asar B'Teves. These 3 days will become Yomim Tovim. In fact, at the time of the Egel, the Torah tells us that Aaron, he said, he called the Jewish people and he said, Chag L'Hashem Achar. He said, let's wait till tomorrow, there's going to be a Chag tomorrow. And the Arizal says, Chag L'Hashem Achar, wait till tomorrow, which is Shavuos Tamuz. The Arizal says, yes, it's true, Chag L'Hashem Achar. There's a type of a Machar which is called a Machar L'Achar Zman. A very far away machar. And there will be a Chag L'Hashem machar on Shavuos Tamuz in the days to come. And Aaron saw that and he was hoping that when Moshe came down with the Luchos, that Shavuos Tamuz would be a celebration of a yontiv called Shavuos Tamuz. But because of the Chet HaEgel, and there was the breaking of the Luchos, so it turned into a day of Tainus. Be'etzim Chag L'Hashem machar. In fact, it's brought down in the Sfar HaMakdoshim, that it says about Korach as well, it says that he gathered people who were kriye moed anshei shem. So we spoke once before, a couple years ago, kriye moed anshei shem. What does it mean, kriye moed? That he wanted to call a moed, he wanted to call yontif. What yontif did he want to call together? He wanted to call the yontif of Chanukah. He wanted to make the yontif of Chanukah prematurely. Which is why he took 250 men, which is gematria ner, which is a remez to the ner of Chanukah, and there's other ramazim as well. But the idea was that he turned to Moshe and he says, why are we mourning Shavuos Tamuz? If we would just bring and be Megalo the Ner of Chanukah, we can turn it to a Yontif now. Why do we have to wait to a Machar very far away from now? So we see that there's an Inyan that by awakening the Inyan of Ner Chanukah, the Ner Chanukah is not just a Yontif of its own, but it serves a purpose that through Ner Chanukah is going to be Malish Shavuos Tamuz into a day which is really truly a Yontif. And the same is true with Tisha B'Av, which Purim has more of a shaychus to perhaps, and the same is true with the Asar B'Teves, that each of these Yomim Tovim which we have are coming to turn those 3 tainuses into 3 days, another 3 days of regalim. So that's Pshan Pasuk. Lama ze hikisani ze shalish regalim. There's something which is called hikisani ze shalish regalim. But there's a pagam in the regal that we're missing 3 regalim right now. But in the S'chus of Ner Chanukah and the other Yom Tovim which we celebrate, it's going to turn around these Shalosh Regalim, which are called Hikisani, which we're lacking, which are deficient, into becoming authentic real Yamim Tovim. Another remez to this is the fact that if you take the Yud Zayin of Tammuz and the Tes of Av and the Yud of Teves, together it's Gematria 36, which is Gematria Eicha, which is also the word Eile Elohecha Yisrael, which B'nai Yisrael used to make the Ego, which Allah Chazal say a lot about that word Eile. And this Gematria Eicha, which is 36, is a hint, of course, the Lamed Vav Neiris of Chanukah. But the 36 lights of Chanukah, which is Gematria Eicha, which is the Gematria of Yud Zayin Tammuz, the Tes of Av, and the Yud of Teves, that through Halakas Ner Chanukah, we're misakin these 3 days of Hikisani to be genuine days of Yontif HaKlal Yisrael. Where do we see a precedent for this? That we find that the Or, that the light can be misakin that which is a Churban? We find it by Maaseh Bereishis. Because the world was created out of a state of Tohu. But the world was in a state of Tohu Vavohu, the Choshech Al Panei Tohom, which Chazal say is a remez to Yavon. What happens? Vayomer Elokim, Yehi Or. The Kadosh Baruch Hu took the world out of its Tohu, out of its Choshech of Yavon, by saying Yehi Or. And that Yehi Or, Chazal say, is a remez to the Or of Chanukah, that Or Haganos. And that's why the Torah tells us here that as soon as Noach left the Teva, the first thing he planted was a Kerem. And Chazal criticized Noach, and Chazal say, Rashi brings it, why did he plant the Kerem? It was Nichshol in the Kerem. He drank wine and he made a mistake. He should have planted something else. What should he have planted? Chazal don't say. The Chor the Pshad is that he should have planted a Zayas. He should have made oil. Because just like Noach experienced the Tohu through the Mabul, he should have seen from Maaseh Bereishis that when there's a Tohu, you have to plant light. And he should have seen the fact that the Yonah came back with an Ali Zayas Befiha, that Hashem was saying to him, when you rebuild, you're going to need this Zayas to rebuild. And that was the mistake which he made. Because when we rebuild, we don't rebuild with anything other than Or. The same thing is true on Motzei Shabbos. That on Motzei Shabbos right now, is considered to be a Churban of Shabbos, because Shabbos is like a Beis HaMikdash. And through the Churban of Shabbos, which is like a Churban Beis HaMikdash, the first thing which we do is that we take the Ner of the Havdalah. The Ner Havdalah is considered to be a rebuilding out of the Tohu by using the Or. And it's also a remez to Chanukah because the night of Motzei Shabbos, which is now, is also Le'es Erev of the Yom HaShmini. Because already today, Sunday, is the 8th day from the previous Sunday. So when you light a Ner Havdalah, it's considered to be like a remez to Ner Chanukah, because the whole Ner Chanukah itself is to be Mavdil bin Klal Yisrael to the Umas Ha'olam, the Yavanim, that whole culture. So therefore, it's through this inyan of Or which we're able to rebuild from the Chayshach. And we said, it says over here, V'lo matza hayona manoach is a remez to Shivasa B'tamas. And today, Shivasa B'tamas, which fell out on Shabbos, and Shabbos doesn't take any mourning, it doesn't take any tinnuses. It pushes it all away. Where do we see this hinted to? That when Shivasa B'tamas falls out on Shabbos, Shabbos says, there's no mourning on my day. Because Shabbos is a day of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, not Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's a Zemer which we say every single Shabbos, for those who say. We say, Yona Matzah Bo Manoach. Because Shivasa B'tamuz is Loi Matzah HaYona Manoach. But Shabbos is a day of Yona Matzah Bo Manoach. Shabbos says, no, you find Manoach today. You find rest today. And every single Shabbos is like that. Every single Shabbos has a way that although a person has certain things which goes on in his life, certain sufferings, when certain Churban Beis HaMikdash is in his own life, when Shabbos comes around, Shabbos has a way of making everything sweet. And Hashem says that the Yonah finds Manayach on Shabbos Kodesh. So it's a Gevaldik Schutz which we have. It's a Gevaldik Schutz which we have to have this year that Shabbos should fall out and Shabbos HaBatamuz, to have that Koyach to be Madchevat. It shows a weakening in the whole Indian of the Tainus. And just to end off by saying that really, one of the great brachas of Hask and the camp of Hask and all the wonderful work which they do is that the Hask Chevra, the team of Hask, they dedicate their lives towards rebuilding broken lives. There are many people in Klai Yisrael who feel that they're living lives of binyan. And there are many people in Klai Yisrael who are living lives of churban, that they mamish feel a tremendous void in their life, a tremendous churban in their own bias. And it's so difficult for many of these homes, as we all know, the tremendous chesed which you do here, to relieve the parents from the daily stresses and sufferings and their churban which they have to go through. And so this tremendous rebuilding which goes on here at Hask for the families and for the broken souls, for those who are here as the campers who are here. And we have to remember that the way that we rebuild, these families, these yidden who are suffering in their churbans of their own lives, is through the light which we bring. Nobody here can explain why it is that this place is so magical. It's something which is, you can't say that it's because of the singing or because of the people or because of the campus. What are you going to say? What is it because of? Can't point to anything. The reason why it's rebuilding and the people feel the magic when they come here is because it's an or. There's a certain or. Hashem Yisbarach has what's called an or upon him. And we say every single day in davening, Kiva or panecha, nasata lenu Hashem Elokeinu, taras chayim, aves chesed, stako, vracha, racham, chayim, shalom. If you feel all these things, and you feel that the magic in the air, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm looking at you. And I'm looking at you and I'm smiling at you. And I'm showing you a face which is glowing to you. So if you could feel that, you're feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm rebuilding. You're just my partners in rebuilding. But the only way that we can rebuild, is that you can rebuild in the physical way, is that you bring down a certain ruach from the Ribbono Shel Olam, that it's through the hislavos and through the tefillos and through the avos Yisrael and all the mitzvahs which are associated in this rebuilding process, which generates that or, which brings a tikkun and a binyan to that churban. So you should be zeichet to continue in Melechas HaKodesh, to do it with a smile, to do it with an avos Yisrael, and to do it with a shema. And with that, this should be the source, the shayrish of that binyan. It should be mispashed to the Gans Klai Yisrael. We should be zeichet to next year, then the Seva Shavuot Sabbatam is being just a day with the Nisr for Shabbos. We should be zeichet to the Yom Shekulu Shabbos and Menucha L'chai Elamim. Be'ezgoyal Tzedek, Meher V'meinu Amen.